Episode 5 of Coffee Talk with me, David, and you.
And Tamara Pacinovich-Bailey.
We didn't do one of these last week, and the reason that we didn't do our weekly sort of like coffee talk, excuse me, you guessed now, haven't you? Is that we're coughing and spluttering everywhere. We think we caught COVID in the lead up to my Christmas, which was last week on the 25th of December. And we say that because your parents were like really sick when they came here, weren't they?
No, my dad was very sick when they came here. He was coughing and had a temperature. She was okay the first day, but then she got hammered the second day. And she's a corona positive and my dad is not, which is weird. But they did a test on the same day. And they're positive. So I just assume I got COVID from my mother because I was sitting near her and for Christmas Day. And I've been sick since then. Look at me. I sound like a broken record.
And your niece.
She had it. Sore throats. But we don't know if she had COVID or nothing.
We'll talk about the lead up to Christmas in a minute. But
nobody cares about...
On the day, everybody was whacked, weren't they, really? To be honest with you.
Yes. But the thing is, nobody cares about COVID here anymore because it's not life-threatening. But my mother was feeling really bad from this grip or whatever, like a flu. She had really bad symptoms and she was afraid that she has pneumonia, but she doesn't. She did. So that's why she went to the doctor and they did a test on COVID as well, just in case. So they know what's happening. But she's feeling better now.
We're still. This is how many weeks now?
I don't know. On 26th, I couldn't even walk how bad it was with temperature. And my legs, they hurt like for 3 days. And I haven't had temperature in days now, but I just feel wrecked.
Yeah, I'm exhausted as well. We're going to go right back to before the 25th. So in a week leading up, that's from the last time we spoke to you when we were talking about Tamara making this stollen, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
How many stollens did I make?
At the end, you made five.
Five, okay. Don't you think I should make one more so it's six and then we are even?
Maybe, but I thought it tasted really nice and everybody else did. Although, on one of them, which I thought tasted...
I forgot to put eggs and butter. Can you believe that?
So it's quite dry, but full of alcohol, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, very nice.
So in the days leading up to Tam's mum and dad and her niece coming, actually they were going to spend 2 or 3 days with us. It ended up with just one because everybody felt like dog sick. But you made so many sweet things. I think the group name, the family name for it is Kolachi, isn't it?
Yes. Kolachi.
So you made cakes. You made Rasputsansi?
I made Rasputsansi. I made bounty cake. I made, what's it called? Five stollens. And I made those kuglitsa.
Yeah, honey balls. Made? Honey?
Medeno srce balls.
Oh, yeah, honey heart balls.
Honey heart balls. And I made a cheesecake.
Which had shumska. Voce on it.
Shumsko voce on top, yes.
Forest fruits. That was...
Which I didn't even try. Can you believe that?
No, but I loved it because they were nice. But I think the highlight of it all, I know the stollen was nice and everybody was saying, have you got recipes? I'm going to try and put some photographs.
I also made the triple batch of cheese cones.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about those in a sec. But I'm going to put, wherever you hear this, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on Substack itself, but if you come back to the Substack post, and there'll be a link to that, I'm going to put as many photographs that we took as possible so you can see these. But I thought, out of all the things that you made, and they were all wonderful, and I would say that, wouldn't I, because I'm your hubby.
Okay,
and you make the most amazing cheese scones. I thought the best person in the world ever to make cheese scones were my late father, but you did better. You made mimosa salata.
That must be a compliment if I did better.
Yes, it is, darling.
Yes, I made mimosa salata, which is very good.
I was there grating everything. Cheese,
ham, potatoes,
potatoes,
carrots.
The carrots and everything. How difficult is it to make mimosa salata?
It's not difficult at all. It's a time consuming because you have to grate everything and then you have to layer it like a cake, everything. But it's not a big deal. It's super easy.
But you do use quite a bit of mayonnaise in it.
You do. After each layer, you can make a mixture of sour cream and mayo. And then you can use that or you can just use the mayo. But between each layer, you put a little bit of mayo on it. I guess just to...
I think it took us about 2 hours to put that together, didn't it?
I think the mayo, it's like a glue.
Oh, yeah, it binds all together.
It binds all together, yeah.
Yeah, I think it took us about an hour and a half to put it together.
Yeah, maybe an hour. I wouldn't say hour and a half. Yeah.
How do you think it went down with the fam?
I think it was very good. I'm going to make it now for Srpski Božić.
We're going to talk about that as well.
I love it. It's so refreshing and it's very good in the summer. You can use sour cream or Greek yogurt. You don't have to use mayo to make it more healthy, but it's actually not bad salad. It's lovely. I love it.
Well, it isn't traditional in my culture to have mimosa salata at Christmas, but I think it was absolutely
here. Usually,
superb.
People make Russian salad.
You don't like that, do you?
But I'm not a great fan of Russian salad. I am a great fan of mimosa salad, which is also, I think, comes from Russia as well. It's a variation, probably, on a Russian salad.
Yeah, and you actually tried to create the design of a mimosa on the top of it, didn't you?
That's what you should do. Yeah, mimosa is a flower. So you should really try to design it like that.
So Christmas was spent...
You can put a picture on it.
Yeah, so Christmas was spent upstairs because we have a tiny place where we live. It's like a tiny house, really. But we had it upstairs. Your mother brought the most amazing meat because she wanted to do the meat this year.
Yes.
And it was veal, beef, if you like. But it was really tender,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
We had that. We had...
roasted vegetables.
I did my signature roast potatoes. We had...
gravy.
And... we had pickled salads, weren't they?
Yes. That's... we do. We in this country, we eat pickled salads in the winter more than fresh salads.
So we had this nice layout for lunch. On the Christmas Eve, though, we had meze and the cheese scones.
And mimosa salata.
So that was like an Anglo-Balkan Christmas Eve, yeah. Wasn't it?
Isn't that the best?
I think it is. And multiculti is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
The beer this year came from a local craft micro brewery near us in Glamorchani called Gorstak. That went down well, but I wasn't, until your dad looked at the label, it's 7.5% that beer.
It is very strong. He used to make a big beer and he used to pack it like champagne, like in a huge champagne bottles. But now he changed it. He just packed it in a normal beer.
And in these stumpy bowls.
Yes. And my uncle, we got him one last year. And he thought it was champagne, I believe him. So he didn't drink it. He wanted to drink it this year. And then it went off, obviously, because it's just a beer without chemicals. So he doesn't put any chemicals in it to preserve it. So.
And you and me, you, I, and I, your dad and I polished off almost a bottle of Irish whiskey, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I actually think that suppressed
the funny thing
a lot
is
of the
it was in the morning when everyone left, David says, oh, I'm going to finish that whiskey. And he went upstairs to get it. And it was just a little bit left in the bottle. And my dad finished it. And David wanted to put in his coffee. And I say, oops. Sorry.
But that's family, isn't it?
Yeah. But you always think it's our kids also.
So we can't moan.
You can't complain, David.
But when we woke up the following morning, I was quite surprised. No hangovers. But everybody was dog sick. Everybody was dog sick. And that's when your parents said, we're going home. And not because they didn't want to be with us, because everybody was just, what's the point? Everybody's like dying in a way. But a lot of time was spent putting all the leftovers. I mean, in this country, in Bosnia-Herzegovina, you guys do go overboard with the amount of food. You've got to admit
that. You should do that for Christmas, because you should give away the food as well. It's for nafaka.
And nafaka is a Turkish word that means for good, I don't know, good for
you should
foods.
Your Christmas and your New Year's Eve should be really full of food and cakes and everything. It shows the prosperity. You're going to be prosperous the next year. And you also should give away to your neighbors, friends, family. Pack some food and give them to eat as well.
But when we put that stuff in the boot, of your dad's car, there was a lot of food. Our neighbors got some, and all your extended family down in Banja Luka.
Yes, and some of my friends and Tatka Seka, my aunt, yeah, and the neighbor. Yeah.
See, in Britain, I don't remember ever doing that. I remember one Christmas years and years ago, we'd met an old guy who lived on his own, and we invited him to come for Christmas Day. But that was the only sort of. I'm not saying that we weren't charitable people, although I'm not a charitable person, but.
When I used to live in Canada, I used to be invited because I used to work in a restaurant and the owners were a Greek family first and the second generations of Greek, not the first, yeah. Debbie is the first. She was born there. No, she's the second generation. Her family, they come from Greece as an immigrant. We became such a good friends, and they invited me every year to go to their Christmas. And that was like that with food. Greek Christmas is, oh my God, so much food. Pastitsios, panakopitala, roasted lamb. I don't even know, like the huge table. They Canadians are huge. They have all these huge basements with a big table, and that's where they have their celebrations. So they have this huge table, I don't know, 5 meters long, full of food, all the family, and we used to be there, and their best friends. It was really a blast.
Yeah, but it's not sit down, eat, and go, is it? You sit no, down, it's talk, not, you, sing, dance,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you drink, you have kids open the presents, we laughed there because kids are so funny. And then, yeah, it's all day event. You do it all day. Yeah.
We wanted to do all that, but as now we were dog sick. We then spent the time between the 25th and New Year's Eve together at home. We had guests in our apartment upstairs for New Year's Eve. They were nice.
From Serbia.
You made an amazing New Year's breakfast on New Year's morning. We couldn't get breakfast. Was it that we couldn't find smoked salmon? Or was it that smoked trout was more readily available?
I don't know. We have a company here that has a red trout. And red trout, to me, tastes same like a salmon in a way, isn't it? So, and salmon, if you want to buy smoked salmon here, you always have to buy, it's always frozen. While the smoked trout, it's made locally, raised locally. We have a very cold river, and that's where they've been raised. And then it's better to buy a local food, and it has rewards and everything, and it's all natural. So we bought a smoked red trout. And I don't see the difference in taste, to be honest with you. And it's their family. Aren't they family fish? Red trout and salmon?
Maybe.
Don't they mate together?
No idea,
something?
But yeah, possibly. The taste is very similar.
They go in a river to mate between river and sea.
And we had some champagne.
So that was really good.
To drink with it. And the champagne
came. The only thing I didn't make it was Hollandaise sauce. You're supposed to have that.
Yep.
And some spinach. Every time when I go to England, while we're talking about smoked salmon, my sister, because I go to see her, my cousin, she lives there. She lives in London. She always takes me for egg Florentine for breakfast. That's my favorite breakfast.
Why don't you like eggs Benedict like everybody else?
No. Benedicts. How do they say here?
Benedicts. Benedicts, yeah. But we had some champagne to drink.
I love eggs Florentine. It's my favorite breakfast ever. And it's served on English muffin, which I love. I have to learn how to make those.
That's your job for next week. Yeah. The champagne we drank came from a local vineyard on the way to Prinjevo, about 50 clicks away, 50 kilometers away, from the Fasan Winery vineyard, which is really a French vineyard in Bosnia, isn't
it? Yes. And it's the only organic wine in the whole region.
Yeah. And
I don't think they make organic wine anywhere else. That's why it's a little bit more expensive, but they don't use any chemicals.
What did you think of the champagne?
It was very good.
You didn't get a headache, did you?
No.
She was doing something with her fingers. I don't know
what. No, but I was so sick. It's just one or two glasses and knocked me out completely. My body is still recovering from grippa or corona because I didn't get tested.
So we've had a pretty slow time. We're recording this at the moment. What is the date today? It's the 3rd.
3rd of January, and it's 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's just like so warm. Bonkers
like
with
summer.
The weather. We've just been shopping, and you bought a little table decoration from a small like market outside this main superstore that we went to, which is like got grass and a candle in it.
It's not a grass, it's wheat.
It's wheat, sorry. And it's traditional for your Christmas, which is next Monday.
Yes.
They look really sweet.
Yeah, they are. And lots of people selling it. So I paid mine 7 marks.
Ooh.
But they had some decorations for 10 marks.
We're leading up to Tamara's, or to the Serbian Christmas, which is on the 7th of January, which is the Monday coming.
We still do the old calendar.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And the Serbian New Year's Eve, it's on 13th of January.
Yeah, but the next podcast comes after Srpski Božić, right? There's going to be a video also on the Substack post that this audio will be joined into, if you like, from something that we recorded in 2012. God, that's a long time ago. But we didn't do one every year because it's just like super repetitive. But on your Christmas Eve, you make a special bread called
Chestnitzer. We make a special bread. We put a coin in. And then we, on the Christmas Day, we twist it and turn it around and we pull it apart. And whoever gets the coin has the luck the following year, the whole year.
Is this something?
And you have to keep that coin with you all the time.
Is there something special with the way you make it?
You shouldn't be using any yeast. It should be just without the yeast. And it's usually round and it has decorations, little plates, maybe some fruit-style decoration and things like that.
And in your pinafore, your apron that you wear, you must have pockets. Why?
Yes, that's what my mother told me, that my grandmother, she used to do that. She says when you make your chestnitzer, you should make it with the pockets full of money, because that's going to bring more prosperity and money into your house as well.
So
I do it every year.
So you make the bread. Your mum does one as well, doesn't she?
Yes.
So we have two breads. The starter is always...
Sitzvara.
What is sitzvara again? It's taken me 20 years to get to like it.
Sitzvara is made of cornmeal. It's like a cornmeal, but it's made in a special way, cooked slowly with water and the kaimak. So it's really like cornmeal with lots of kaimak, yeah.
Then we have meze.
But it's made in a really like slow way. There's a restaurant, I don't know, I watched the show, somewhere in the mountains, they have a special sitzvara, they make it every year. And they cook it, they wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, they cook it all day on a slow fire, and then when the restaurant opens, and they have fresh sitzvara.
So that's the first course, if you like.
That's the first thing, then you can also have meza.
Which your family does.
Yes, and then soup. And then after the soup, we have sarma, which is like a rolled cabbage, stuffed cabbage rolls.
I love sarma.
Yeah, my mother makes really good sarma.
We have to talk about that after Christmas.
We'll take some pictures as well and put it in the show notes.
Because I think a Christmas lunch, for you guys is 7 courses. Let's think about it. Sitzvara, meze, soup,
sarma. Some people do pie, cheese pie as well.
Meat, cheese pies as well. And collage.
And collage, okay. Yeah.
So 7.
Yeah. Well, let's say 7. It's an also all day of eating and being together with your family, basically.
And that's our week, really, and useless. Oh, no. Tamara wanted to have a Christmas present. Right? I said, you can have anything you want.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about
that. And you've now got this new trend. Mm-hmm. You watch from morning to night YouTube videos about this.
It's not a new trend, David. It's been there forever.
No, for you it is.
Look at Germans. They've been making it for hundreds of years.
But for you, sweetheart, it
yes,
is.
Yes, I wanted to make a sourdough bread. I wanted to learn how to make sourdough bread. And my first you have to have a sourdough starter. You have to have some kind of yeast. But in a sourdough bread, you have to make your own yeast. And it's a process. So you make it slowly. It takes a few days. So my first sourdough didn't work out. I don't know why. And I'm making now my second sourdough, and it's not turning well as well. So we'll see what's going to happen. I have to be patient. It's an error and trial, and you have to...
And you wanted a Dutch oven.
And I wanted a Dutch oven, yes.
Which we ordered.
We ordered, but it came smashed. Like, how do you smash...
Cast iron.
I don't know. But I think it got smashed at the airport because it arrived from the airport. It has a plane thing. I don't know why. Probably arrived from Slovenia. It's a Slovenian company. But they replaced mine. So they replaced mine right away. I called them the day after tomorrow because they worked at 4 o'clock. And I have a new cast iron now, which you should use when you make a sourdough bread. I also used to make very successfully no-knead bread, type of a artisan bread. And it looks same like a sourdough, but it's not sourdough. So I can make those as well in my Dutch oven. And everything you make in it is wonderful. You can have a fake satch. Satch at home.
Can you make satch?
Yeah, you can pile everything in your Dutch oven and you stick it in the oven and you roast it slowly all day. So it's like a Dutch in at home, a satch at home.
This is amazing. That means that we could buy a piece of lamb and do it.
David is dying to make a piece of lamb at home.
Sorry for the coughing and the laughing and everything, but we are like dog sick still. But that's the way it is. Hopefully things will be better by the weekend, because then we have Serbian Christmas, which I am really looking forward to. It's completely different in every which way to how British Christmases have been. You're making the bread. What else will you
do? I think I'll make the bread. I'll make another mimosa salad. And I don't know, I will see with my mom because she's not still feeling very well. So I might have to make something. Before I used to make sarma, but I don't know if she wants me to make sarma or not.
Well, sarma's a lot of work, sweetheart.
I know. I make good sarma. Easy.
It's made with sour cabbage leaves.
Yeah, it's
And we
easy.
Have a big vat of it just outside our utility room. And what does it smell like when you go in there?
Lovely.
You really think it smells lovely?
It smells like winter sour, like a sour cabbage smell. How do you say it? Near sour cabbage. How do you call it in English?
I don't know.
Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, yeah. Yes.
Pickled cabbage,
yes. It smells, it's a winter food. We eat these type of salads in the winter. We don't eat fresh tomatoes because they're not in season and things like
no,
that.
No, but we have jars in there of all the salads that are pickled, all the different types
of
things.
Yeah, we make. Yeah, I made it. Yeah.
And lots of tomato juice, which you can make tahrana
soup.
Super. That is it for this first episode. It's not really, I'm not going to call this episode 5. I'm going to call this episode 1 of season 2024.
Yeah, so first episode in the new year.
In the new year. We will be back, hopefully healthier, next week. When we'll tell you all about what happened at Serbian Christmas. If you have any questions at all, wherever you see this, there'll be a place where you can leave a comment, which is also leave a question if you want. Especially if you're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you can leave reviews. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice because it knows where we're going. And if you're on Substack, you can either subscribe, which is for free, or now, if you use the app, you can actually follow as well. So it's like a mini social network. So that's it. If you want to give us any other comments, it's David and Tamara, all one word, David and Tamara at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. And lastly, if you want to help support everything we do, there's a link to buy
us
coffee.
You can buy us a Smoky.
Yeah, Smoky is peanut flips here. So that's it from now. We will see you next time. So it's vidimo se uskoro, right?
Vidimo se uskoro, yes.
Or vidimo se kasnije, which would you say?
You can say both. Ali uskoro je better. Vidimo se uskoro.
Okay. So we'll see you again in the second week of 2024.